Well, that's what we feel, and we believe that it is the easier option for these guys to bring them in. You know, there's less chance of being caught.
And it is hard to believe that a ship would travel all the way from Russia to come to a port in Donegal.
Well, it is and it isn't. Deep down, one has to look at the price of the cigarettes here as against the price of the cigarettes that they're bringing in. If we have to sell them at €9.60 and they can bring them in and sell them at between €3.50 and €4.50 a packet, who's going to buy cigarettes from my shop or somebody else's shop up in Donegal at €9.60?
So how can we curb this problem? How can we stop smaller ports being targeted?
Well, to me, the government have to be prepared to stand up and be counted when it comes down to the smuggling of cigarettes and not be paying the lip service that they're paying to it today. We need our government to look at cigarettes as a commodity that is a legitimate product for retailers to sell, whilst the smuggler is getting away with bringing these in and making a small fortune.
And would you like to see harsher sentences for the smugglers that are caught?
I think that we need to, that's why I'm saying that the government and the DPP need to look at this right across the board. In Northern Ireland, at present, the public prosecutor has brought cases back to court where the judges have been too lenient with the sentences, and we need to do something of a similar nature here, because if we don't, we're going to wind up with 50% of the cigarettes sold in Ireland being smuggled.